enough opportunity to raise any matter on the bill and to, on the basis of facts, persuade each other to put it that way. And they got assistance from the state law advisors, the IPD itself or the ICD itself, but also from our members. And I want to thank members for that. I believe that today it will be adopted by the House. It was unfortunate that it could not, maybe because we did not have, it would seem like quorum in the House, but I do believe that today it will be adopted by the House. Secondly, I just want to, I mean it's tomorrow, yes, it's tomorrow, yes, I think so, yeah, it's tomorrow. Secondly, I think I want to thank the police for not joining the strike. That every public worker is going back to work today, we appreciate that, because indeed it will enable our subs to focus on their core function, that of dealing with criminals. Not just public or civil servants. We want to thank them really for acknowledging the fact that they are indeed an essential service. And it doesn't matter as to how much they are provoked, but they will remain as an essential service. I also hope that people who during the strike got injured and we had their houses, you know, bombed and so on. It is my wish that people who do that are arrested. I wish our communities can assist our subs to get those perpetrators so that they must face the music of their actions. On Friday, we met to discuss matters related to the building of police stations by our department, particularly the supply chain management unit. I think it is important that we thank our subcommittee, which was of course convened by Honorable Annelies van Wyk, for the good work they performed in order to assist us to prepare thoroughly for that meeting. I think, of course, let me mention a researcher, Nadia, who assisted us a great deal. I think we were more than prepared for that meeting. As a matter of fact, it was only the issue of time that we could not ask more questions and expect the department to respond, but we were able to provide information to the department and not wait for them to give us information on anything, because we were ready for the meeting. I just want to mention that our focus on Friday was just on one and one thing only, which was building of police stations. We've not touched many other issues related to supply chain management. We've not spoken to the purchasing of bulletproof vests, for instance, purchasing of vehicles, the control of vehicles, in that, you know, we are sometimes informed that only a weekend we have up to 130-something vehicles taken home by managers over the weekend for them to use state vehicles for anything else. We've not spoken to those things. We could not get more information on the Tetra project in the Eastern Cape. And I think it is in our interest to know, because we've never been informed about that project as a portfolio committee. So we could not get more information on that, maybe because of time as well. But indeed, our meeting, even before the meeting, the information that we had as a portfolio committee revealed one thing and one thing only: lack of management by senior people in that unit. It was very apparent, even before going to the meeting itself. Information that is so unreliable, that is presented to Parliament, but sometimes even in important documents, such as E&E itself. You can't rely on it. And this indeed is barren. I got a phone from one of the employees of that unit saying for 8 years I've not been doing anything. I didn't have any tasks or responsibilities given to me, and I've been asking for that and nobody listened. It's only now that I have been given some responsibilities, and thanks to the portfolio committee for asking these questions, because at least now I have some work to do. And it points just to one and one direction. Without the department appearing before the portfolio committee, that there has not been proper management in that unit. But our task today, maybe even before today, on Thursday, the secretariat presented to us the implementation plan as per our principle that we process the bill, but before we can even adopt that bill, whoever is responsible or will of course implement that bill will have to present to us an implementation plan. That was done, and therefore we have met that principle in this regard. There is some work which we said they must do for us, which I think they will present it to the portfolio committee, the state law advisors. And probably they can then take us through the bill itself. I believe it is possible today to adopt this bill. I think it is possible because I think it's just few things that need to be presented, and they can take us through the bill. And if we all agree with what is in the bill, we can then clause by clause adopt the bill and actually adopt the bill today. But it will also depend on their readiness for that, the state law advisors together with the secretariat. Let me therefore allow the state law advisors to take us through the homework we gave them on Thursday. And then, is it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. And then, of course, we'll proceed.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. Chairperson, we have the combined bill on the screen, and copies of the combined bill and the A-list have been handed out to all members. Chairperson, I'll speak to the A-bill, the combined bill, in respect of all the amendments which we had to prepare for today's meeting. And all the amendments are in grey shading, so I will just address those issues and then we'll take it from there, Chairperson. Chairperson, on page 1, there was no amendments which we had to look at. On page 2, the heading of chapter 1 has been amended to make provision for the new section with regard to the objects of the Act. Then from page 3, the arrangement of sections right through until, we'll just get the page there, page, top of page 6 are all consequential amendments relating to the change of numbering and also with regard to certain sections which have been inserted. Chairperson, on page 6, cross-references which we've shaded, the one on the committee, that's on page 6. On page 7, forum, the cross-reference has clearly been changed. Now section 24, head of provincial secretariat cross-reference, been inserted there. 18.1, the bottom of page 7, the cross-reference with regard to the secretary, it's appointed in terms of section 7.1. The next page, Chairperson, there was no changes which we had to reflect on for today. Moving on to page 9, cross-referencing section 4.5, reference to the provincial secretariats, contemplated in section 16 and 17. The next page, Chairperson, that would be page 10. There was no changes. achieve these objects, MJ, assess and monitor the police service's ability to receive and deal with complaints against its members. Chairperson, on the next amendment relates to, on the same page, paragraph B, Roman 4, is to recommend steps for improved service delivery and police effectiveness. May I continue, Chairperson? Chairperson, on the next page, the top of page 12, we've reworded paragraph Roman 5, is to develop frameworks and strategies to ensure improved police accountability. Roman 7, to develop frameworks and strategies to ensure uniformity, accountability, and enhancement of community police forum and associated structures. Chairperson, on the next page, page 13, is a cross-reference with regard to section 1B, and the civilian secretariat referred to in terms of section 6. And the same with paragraph C, the cross-reference has been changed to 61G. The next page, on page 14, there was no changes, Chairperson. On page 15, cross-reference change in respect of clause 10.1a with regard to the reference section 9F, consequential change there. Page 16, there was no changes for today. Page 17, also no changes, Chairperson. Page 18, there was also no changes. Page 20, clause 19.1a, which is the cross-reference change, section 17 and section 10. And the same with paragraph C, 17 and 10, consequential changes with regard to numbering. Then on page 20, on top, the head of the provincial secretariat, indeed, must monitor that national policing policies and directives issued or made by the minister are implemented by the police service in the province, and reports thereon are submitted to the head of the provincial department, the MEC, and the secretary. It was just briefly worded at the last time. The committee asked us just to reflect to the monitoring function, and it's to monitor the implementation. Paragraph. Chairperson, the next on the same page relates to the vacancies on the provincial secretariat. It must be done after consultation with the minister. Previously read in consultation. That's section 31.1. On page 20. The next page, page 21, cross-reference change. And then bottom of page 21, section 23.1a, just to, we've changed the secretariat to read now civilian secretariat as a result of the definition in section 1. The next page, on page 22, cross-reference change in section 25.1, it's a forum established in terms of section 24. The next page, I think we're now on page 23. Relates to the amendment with regard to clause 26.1, intervention by the civilian secretariat. We've restructured section 26.1. It now reads, notwithstanding the provisions of this chapter, the minister may, after consultation with the relevant NEC, instruct the civilian secretariat to intervene in the affairs of a provincial secretariat. And then, just on the next page, in addition to that, subsection 5 reads, the minister must regularly inform the relevant MEC on the progress of the intervention referred to in subsection 4 that relates to, and 4 reads, the civilian secretariat must, while the intervention continues, report regularly to the minister and make appropriate recommendations should the intervention continue for a period longer than 90 days. And new 5 just makes provisions for the notification of the progress of the intervention. And in 6, we've just inserted the word such. It now reads, nothing in this part precludes the minister from instructing the civilian secretary to perform such function by this Aquino province. Further on that page, Jefferson, there was no amendments.
Can I just take you back to 5?
Yes, Jefferson.
Probably 4, in fact. The civilian secretariat, clause 4, the civilian secretariat must, while the intervention continues, report regularly to the minister and make appropriate recommendations should the intervention continue for a period longer than 90 days. I think we said maybe the MEC too, they must be informed.
Ms. Chairperson, and what we've done, we've looked at it again, and we've put it in a separate clause on 5, where the minister must regularly inform the relevant MEC on the progress of the intervention referred to in subsection 4, because it reads better if it's separate like that. Thank you, Chairperson. The next, page 25, there was no amendments. Page 26, part 6, the heading there, cooperation hyphenated, the heading of the part 6, and as well as the heading of section 33, read cooperation hyphenated, as well as the reference of the use of the word in the section, the words preceding paragraph 32A. Cooperation. Chairperson, the next page, 27. Cross-reference changes with regard to section 34.1, reference to 4.1 in subsection 1, and the reference to the provincial secretariat establishment with regard to section 16, sub 2. 4, we've changed the civilian secretariat to civilian secretariat as a result of the definition. Then cross-reference changes in 4A. On the next page, we've also addressed the civilian secretariat term. And then the short title, commencement, and 36.1, we've substituted fixed for determined with determined. And then in subsection 2, it should be the provision of sections 4, 2, and 3, and not section. Chairperson, those were the amendments which we had to reflect on. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Let me welcome the young guests and those who are as old as myself for joining us here. We are processing a bill here. A civilian secretariat for the police, and we are going through the bill itself, which, if it is adopted and passed, it will then become a legislation. And you're most welcome. We're happy to have you here. I don't know whether members will want to ask any questions or to raise any matter. It would seem like you've done your homework properly. What it actually means now is that we can go through the bill clause by clause and adopt it. I think we can, just for 5 minutes, take a Modaliana break, and we're coming back to then go through the bill clause by clause. That's the short break. are now waiting for Honorable Chief Old Nefika. Okay. Honorable George, we appreciate the fact that you are a pastor in your church, but all of us are. And don't worry. I think Miss Trefa is just outside because we must be 8 and we definitely need her to come in. Thank you very much. We now have 8 members in the meeting here, which we need if we must adopt this bill. We then have what the learned friends on my right-hand side will refer to as the A list, and why it is the A list and not the B or C or Z list, I don't know. But it's given a good name of being in the A-list. I think we have that. And I think of us, we have the original bill that was referred to us. And we will therefore have to adopt each clause. So on page 1, which also will be the A-list, but for our convenience, we'll be using this document which is in front of us, which talks to the A list. We have the long title of the bill there, which was amended, and I don't know whether members agree with us adopting it. Definitely members will have to respond. Yes, we do. The preamble, there was no amendment. Are we adopting it? Okay, arrangement of sections there, which is chapter 1. There were some amendments. Yes, it's chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, and all of those parts. There were amendments up to chapter 6. Are we? You are? As long as the Honorable George does not say no, then I take it as saying yes.
I'm sure they'll go through to go. Is it necessary to point out any little typing errors or whatever at this stage? It's just the service on page 5, the last word should be with a capital S.
Yes, part 6, cooperation with South African Police Service, and I agree with that, okay, with those amendments. Clause 1, chapter 1, with amendments, are we adopting that?
Yes.
Clause 2, application of Act, with amendments. Clause 3, objects, it's a new clause. Are we adopting it? Honorable Chimla.
I wanted to say that we can't adopt clause 2 with amendments because there were no amendments. I wanted to suggest we adopt it as is.
Okay, it's fine. Objects of Act, it's a new clause. Are we adopting it?
Yes.
clause 4. There were amendments, so I will adopting it with amendments. Thank you. Object of civilian secretariat. Clause 5. The objects of the civilian secretariat are to exercise civilian oversight over the police service. We accepted that, okay? Are we adopting that? That, yes. Clause 6. Adopting with amendments. Okay. The whole of clause 6 up to page 12. Clause 7 with amendments adopted. Clause 8, duties and functions. Honorable Schneeman?
No, Chair, can I just take us back to clause 6 on page 11J? It says assess and monitor the police services. Would it not be better to say assess and monitor the South African police services? Not, does it? I was amused as well. Okay. My apologies.
So we are adopting this clause as is. Okay. Honorable George?
He was changing J, I think. We must adopt it as it is, because it's a product of our discussion. That's why it's like that.
Adopted as is. Point of order, Madam Chair. Do we have jurisdiction over other countries anyway?
Maybe you can ask Ms. Shaker, Mr. Schneeman, to keep quiet.
Clause 8, duties and functions, adopted with amendments. Clause 9, powers, adopted with amendments. Clause 10, delegation of powers and assignment of functions, adopted with amendments. Clause 11, adopted with amendments. Clause 12, vacancies, adopted with amendments.
You actually said vacancies, which I... Is it vacancy or vacancy? No, it's only vacancy. Oh, sorry, I thought you were correcting it, but it is vacancy, the heading. So it's not vacancies. Okay, that's fine. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Reporting, clause 13, adopted with amendments. Clause 14 is a new clause. Are we adopting it? It's a new clause. Clause 15 as well is a new clause. Are we adopting clause 15? Annual report. Thank you. Chapter 4, clause 16, with amendments. Are we adopting that? Functions of provincial secretariat, amended. Are we adopting it? Thank you. Appointment of heads of provincial secretariats, clause 18, with amendments, adopted. Duties and functions, clause 19, with amendments. Removal from office, not of Honorable Lekgetho, but of the heads of secretary, provincial secretariat, not yourself. Clause 20 with amendments. Amendment, clause 21 vacancies. Are we adopting it? Thank you. Reporting on referrals, clause 20, no amendments. Are we adopting that as is, except for the number, which is 22 now? Agreed. Chapter 5, clause 20. Adopted with amendments. Clause 24. Okay, this is 23. Clause 24, no amendments, establishment of forum. Are we adopting it as is? Composition and functions of forum. Clause 25, adopted with amendments. clause 26, intervention by civilian secretariat, adopted with amendments. Clause 24, we rejected it as a committee. Are we agreeing with it? Thank you very much. Clause 27, no amendments adopted. Clause 28, no amendment. Are we adopting that? Clause 29 on page 24, functions of committee, was amended. Are we adopting with amendments? Meetings, no amendments. Clause 30, adopted. That's it. Clause 31, cooperation with Independent Police Investigative Directorate. Cooperation with Independent Police Investigative Directorate. It's twice. I think one should be deleted there. Oh, it's the heading. Okay. So it's correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Heading of the board and then.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's heading of the part itself and heading of the clause. Okay. Adopted with amendments. Part 6, 32, clause 32, adopted with amendments. Chapter 6, clause 33, regulations, adopted with amendments. Clause 34, transitional provisions, adopted with amendments. Clause 35, amendment and repeal of laws, was not amended. Are we adopting that clause as is? Clause 36, short title and commencement, was amended. Are we adopting it with amendments? Thank you very much. We have adopted all clauses. Can I allow comments or invite comments from members to say something about the bill? Honorable Gulek George, followed by Honorable Reverend Mishwe, Honorable Ms. Kola Banat, Honorable Schneeman, in that order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We will support the bill. We have discussed it. Of course, like the comment, we still believe that there are shortcomings, but they are not a product of this bill. There are shortcomings which could be addressed at the long time, especially the issue of provincial secretaries. Very clear that we've got limitations in terms of making sure that they cooperate, but there's nothing that can be done at the moment. We believe that as time goes on, when the secretariat gets established, probably there might be a time when also funds permit that the secretariat will have full authority over the provincial secretaries. At the moment, there's that weakness, which there's nothing we can do. It would depend on whether the MECs will cooperate. If we have put measures for them to cooperate, but those measures are also with limitations. There's nothing we can do if they don't cooperate. That's why I say, for a start, this is a bill
Chairperson, the ANC would certainly support the adoption of this bill. I think what is important is that we are moving, it's a step in the right direction, that we are moving towards having a secretariat that is indeed independent and does not fall under the jurisdiction of the South African Police Service. Particularly one of the things that we brought in here was that it would be financed from money appropriated by Parliament, become a standalone department reporting to the Minister, and I think that's an extremely important development, and I think it will give confidence to the public at large as well that there is indeed an independent body that can exercise oversight. I think also the strengthening of the cooperation and the working between the Civilian Secretariat and the new IFED when that comes into place as well, I think are important steps in the right direction. Obviously, as we move towards the process of setting up the Civilian Secretariat, we understand that it's going to take, I think it's until the next financial year, for it to become a standalone department, but I think everything that we've done here is taking us forward in the right direction, and we look forward to a well-functioning Civilian Secretariat fulfilling the tasks that we've stipulated in this bill here, and certainly would give our full support to the new Civilian Secretariat as it's established. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much for that. Let me say that as we are adopting this bill, we are also adopting the A list as well. Is that so? Thank you very much. Let me therefore read our report as the Portfolio Committee, report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service Bill, B16-2010, National Assembly, Section 76. Dated 07 September 2010, the Portfolio Committee on Police, having considered the subject of the Civilian Secretariat for Police Service Bill, B16-2010, National Assembly, Section 76, referred to it and classified by the Joint Checking Mechanism as Section 76 Bill, reports the bill with amendments, B16A-2010. I thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, members, for putting this stage together in the processing of this very important bill. I think on behalf of the members of Portfolio Committee, I want to thank the Secretariat for bringing this bill before us, of course, through the Minister. I also want to thank our state law advisors for being with us on the way and assisting us in ensuring that our work continues without hindrances. I want to thank you very much for that. But I think also, in absentia, I want to thank all those who made submissions to the Portfolio Committee on this bill, and suggestions as well that assisted us as we're processing this bill. This is yet another milestone in the history of this country, but of course, the Civilian Secretariat. And we think that it is, of course, going to strengthen the Secretariat and allow it to perform its duties without problems. Indeed, we will be looking forward to further processing of this bill. We know it's going to go to provinces and so on and so forth, but we do hope that within limited, in fact, reasonable time, it will then be passed into law. I thank you very much for that. It would seem like today, okay, Honorable
We just wanted to thank the Minister firstly, because without him it wouldn't have been possible to bring this bill, but also to thank the state law advisors who have greatly assisted us. It was the first time we had drafted legislation for many of us, and we wanted to thank the state law advisors for their assistance during the deliberation process. And finally, also to thank the Portfolio Committee for the time that they spent on this bill, because it's an incredibly important piece of legislation for us and we hope that we will rise to the expectations that the bill has created. Thanks, Jim.
Well, I'm going to be very brief. I just feel that we must also thank you, Chairperson, the way you have conducted meetings, starting from the first bill up to now. You have been very thorough, and you also were making sure that things are done properly, and you allowed all of us to make sure that we are all one family in this portfolio committee. I just felt that we must thank you.
Thank you very, very much. I see other members. Thank you very much for those kind words. We appreciate that.
Maybe you need to see more than heads that are in agreement. You need to hear voices. We agree with what the member said. You did an excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Reverend Mishu. We were supposed to meet tomorrow to adopt the bill. We've adopted it today. We also were supposed to adopt reports, minutes of previous meetings. But NCOP is not here in Parliament. I think they're in provinces or wherever. And therefore, Jeremy is not here, our former secretary. And therefore, we will be adopting minutes, reports, I think, next week, Tuesday. But also, there is a report on our visit to KZN, which I think we still have got to go through it and make corrections. I will request members to do that, to read the report and make corrections where there are corrections. If you don't have it, you're definitely going to get that today, yes, because there is that report. But also to go through all those minutes so that we can make corrections, yes, as our meeting next week is easy to adopt some minutes. In fact, we can actually make submissions even before the meeting during the course of the week. It's Tuesday today, so that if there are corrections that should be made before the meeting itself, we can do that. That is one issue. And the second issue is to make members aware that on Thursday in Pretoria at 10, the minister will release crime stats. And members who would want to be in Pretoria are requested to indicate to the chairperson so that we can inform the office of the minister for proper arrangements, logistical arrangements. We are invited as individual members, and therefore we will not use committee budget to fly members, but we can always make transport arrangements from Joburg to Pretoria if members would want to do that. But other arrangements such as booking, those who might probably feel like putting up in Joburg or Pretoria so that they are there at 8 o'clock, that will be upon each member to do. So that is for Thursday. We will request members to indicate, if possible, before 12 today so that we can inform the office of the minister of those members who will want to attend in Pretoria. It will be at 10. Crime release itself will be at 10 in Pretoria. Yes. So, like I'm saying, those members will be interested to go there. We are invited, let me say it, we are invited as individual members to attend if we feel like. That is on the issue of crime stats. There has been a request that maybe even before we close this meeting, we just discuss on how we're going to process the report on the Friday meeting. And those who might want to leave the secretariat, if you feel like you are free to do that, the state law advisors, if they want to leave, you are free to do that. But if you want to be with us, there is no problem. You can remain here with us. It will just be, I think it will be a very short discussion on Friday meeting.
Chairperson, yes, I would like to make a suggestion in this regard. And my suggestion would be that we come up with a formal report. In other words, what we would need is that the committee meet again and discuss that we found and actually come up with a formal report, get some recommendations in that report, and submit it to Parliament, not for notification, but for adoption. So that would mean that we actually debate the report in the House.
That is a suggestion, that we come up with a report, submit it to Parliament, not for notification, but for adoption, so that we can debate it as the Portfolio Committee. And therefore, we make our own recommendations in the report itself as the Portfolio Committee. Honorable Judge, I can see you thinking deeply so. Do you want to say something?
At this moment, because I want to understand what analysis, sometimes it's better when you check, because there are certain developments that have happened, which, especially about the report last week, too. That's why I'm saying I'll be very happy when we discuss and making recommendations. I don't know, because what's going to happen between that time, between now and that time when we discuss the report.
Yeah, before I take analysis, we are aware that there's an investigation. And as far as we are concerned, I think that's a separate issue. We have our work as a Portfolio Committee that we are doing. Remember, the Friday meeting was not informed by anything that happened between May and Friday. We had planned to convene that meeting, in fact, in May, informed by our meeting in Pretoria early this year. And we said, let's focus on this one issue. But I think also on the very broader supply chain management. And we have come up with this report, informed by all these things. Probably we can now debate these issues in the House. I don't know.
Chairperson, I think also the developments I think Mr. George is referring to are ongoing developments. And the meeting on Friday wasn't about headquarters alone and the contract about headquarters. That was over and above the issue. It's about what we find in supply chain management, what we find in expert services, or what we don't find there, and it's making recommendations. And I can think about a couple already in terms of the way that they report to Parliament, for instance, where they report to Parliament on refurbished, newly established and reconstructed police stations as if they are all new police stations. That would be one recommendation, that we want separate reporting on each of those. Because you could remember that originally we said 100 stations were built. It then became apparent that it was 34, that the others were renovations and re-establishment, etc. It would also be on, for instance, I can think about the fact that they're not reporting on actual costs, but they are reporting on the estimated costs. So there are a couple of things that are in there. And then obviously the big question that we need to ask ourselves as a committee when we sit and discuss what we have found on Friday is whether we believe SAP should be continuing with this practice of building their own police stations. So there's a couple of things that we must look at in totality rather than on the specifics of one or two transactions. And it's about the core business of SAP. And you said this morning, we haven't even touched some of the other issues. But for instance, a question that comes to mind is the 32 builders in SAPS, how were they appointed? Are they appointed as police officers? Are they appointed as expert services? Because if they are appointed as expert services, it means there's a special dispensation in terms of their salaries, etc., etc. So there are a couple of things that we need to look at and that I think we can come up with. And this also can't be the end of the road, even with the report. But surely we don't want to allow a situation where SAPS come to us in February with budget and again are reporting inaccurately to us, and we can't make an absolutely informed judgment on it. So it's more about those issues. The other issues will continue, and the investigation will continue, and whatever is found there is found there. But I think we've got a responsibility in terms of what we have, our findings were up to date.
I agree, we must discuss it, because there are also issues that worried me on Friday. The number of policemen that were brought down, women were brought down. They were brought down on a cost. When after fact, there were only going to be three people speaking. You see also the statements made by the national. But I'm saying we need to discuss a lot because the statement, I can't see a CEO of a company say, I've lost control. Though he didn't put it that way. But, and blame all the staff under him except himself. If there's a chaos in a company, surely the CEO must take some responsibility. We'll discuss all those things. I now support, I'm very clear what we want to discuss.
I was about to correct you. Indeed, because I don't think there is anybody who said that. In fact, our analysis of the situation, it doesn't start last year. It goes back to 1994, that's what we think. Building of police stations from 1994. And the information that we have in our hands talks to that era. And on anything for that matter. So, yeah, I was just about to correct it. Thank you very much, members. And therefore, we will definitely request our secretary here to Mr. Colabanat.
Just another issue I would ask that we put on the diary. And you'll have to help me out here. I'm not too sure who it falls under. I did an unannounced visit yesterday, and I found a police station which the provincial figures says they are overstaffed by 10 members. On the ground, the reality is they're understaffed by 44 because dead people are still on the books. They can't get them off the books because the pension thing takes up to 3 and 4 years to sort out within SAPS. There are 2,000 SAPS members still begging for their pensions, losing their houses and things, because the pension department is apparently, according to Public Protector, the worst in the entire cabinet. They also had on there, they had people who had actually been redeployed to other stations, like Durban Central and others. They were still on the books for Umbilo Station, which is where I was. There were 23 people who actually were permanently on duty at a hospital. Now they counted them in as the staff. And there's nothing they can do to change it on the computer system at all. And so as far as the provincial head office is concerned, they've got too many people. They should actually lose 10. I mean, it's a bizarre situation, but it is crippling the small police stations because of administration. I don't know who that falls under. Who would be called to account for that sort of maladministration at that level? Whoever it is, I think we need to talk to them. KZN. But I'm not saying it doesn't happen in other provinces. I simply fell across it. And I've heard rumors of this happening elsewhere where the computer systems are so... It's just impossible because a person has to be taken off before they can advertise the post for a new one. But if you have 6 dead people who have been on that computer for over a year, they can't ever advertise for a new post. What do you do?
Jefferson, I think we need to be careful to take individual stations. And I think if we want to, because I mean, then all of us are going to come and do say that. I mean, what the Honourable Member is raising is a staff issue, a personnel issue. And it goes about deployment of personnel. And I mean, at that we can look as a committee, but we can't. And then in that year, it's deployment of staff basically, and that's a staffing issue that the who's the head, Stander. That they must come and answer then in terms of that. But I mean, one must look also. We must remember that we've got a program that we've adopted January with priorities and things and see whether there is space on our program and to actually include things like that.
And I think that the issue will form part of our KZN visit report because some of these were found in some of the police stations, yes, which we visited. So surely it must form part of that. Yes, the overall report of it. That is why I was actually asking if it is KZN because the issue of transfers and processing of this, it would seem like it has some problems, particularly in KZN, because it's not something that we picked up in Mpumalanga, for instance. There were other challenges, but we could not pick up that as the problem itself. But in KZN, it was quite clear that they have a problem with the changing of their human resources or transfers and replacement and so on and so forth. So I think it will definitely be taken
thank you very much, members, and really thank you for being here. And it's gone to 11, and I can imagine members will have time to wash and go and... The meeting on Friday is on. Thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned. Meeting on Friday is on training.